Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Keenan, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We are live every Saturday, with a very few exceptions, every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time on your local radio station. If it's not on your local station, call them up and tell them to put us on, because some of you listen live on our website at RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, so don't put your hopes up too high, but this whole show is... I think it's got a high expectations, this show, Cal. I think it's going to be good.
We are the largest independent radio law show in the United States of America, following only one guy.
We're doing pretty dang good that we know of, at least that we know of, right?
Right there.
So here's the deal. Thanks, Garrett Penny, my son, for filling in last week with Todd. I heard you guys just killed it.
Garrett was awesome. He's been on a couple of times and always just delivers. Great.
I love them, you know, like father-like. So actually, he's actually smarter than I am, but I will never let him know that. So
funny, Todd said that. No.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Under the bus.
That's okay. It worked out good. I'm glad he was able to help us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-DENISE.
529-7234.
Remember, we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. I love those disclaimers. Go to our website if you want to read the disclaimers. Do not read the disclaimers while you're driving or in the passenger seat while you're driving. But if you want to go to sleep late at night, you don't need to count the sheep. You can do disclaimers. Just that's the best way to do it. But you know what? Speaking of disclaimers, a disclaimer on our first topic and thing after our case or no case, our first case we're going to talk about is, picture this, a banana on the wall lawsuit. Let me repeat it. A banana on the wall lawsuit. The guy talks a lot about his banana and stuff like that. We're gonna get into that. That's kind of interesting. Then we're going to talk to you about rap music. Can you have rap music in your workplace or not? And or what are the consequences of such?
You mean explicit lyric type rap music?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just saying. I'm just talking general. I'm just having people think about it. Jack Daniels parody. We talked about this Jack Daniels case a long time ago about a dog chew toy that was kind of talked about poopy a little bit. Looked like a Jack Daniels bottle. We're going to talk about that one. We're going to talk about Maine lobster fishermen. This is kind of an important one for people back in the East Coast. Actually, people that like lobster, too. Kevin Costner, Denise, our resident family law attorney. We're going to get deep into Kevin Costner's divorce. And, boy, but the house is pretty amazing.
What a mess that has become.
I know. We're going to talk a little bit about it. And without that, I don't know what we don't have as much to talk about. But
here's a hint, Phil Collins. Okay, go ahead.
All right, there we go. Lottery winner lawyer. We're going to talk about that. That was an interesting one we're going to discuss. Native American Indians lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. Cosby, they will not let him die. Another lawsuits. More lawsuits coming up against Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about that. And much, much more. Because you know what? Radio Law Talk, we just can't get to all the interesting legal issues and how we're going to you know, put little twists on them as lawyers. Todd Kuhnen, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California, and former public defender. And Denise is a family law attorney in California, and I do personal injury in California. That's how we all started. Then we started Radio Law Talk over 6 years ago, and it's been going that long. And now has been quite the, you know, this the I got to say a feather in our caps. I mean, I'm going to Washington, D.C., and I've got to speak at a big event with lawyers, a lot of lawyers. And the first thing they're going to see in my presentation is a boom. It shows the I got this little presentation that just blows up, and there's Radio Law Talk nice. Logo. So that starts out the whole thing.
That explains last Saturday.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ooh, without me, I don't know how you guys will survive.
I'm sorry. It was too easy.
Anyway, what we're going to do is, why don't you set us up, Cal?
Yeah.
Just set us up for sure. Case or no case.
All right.
Just so you know, Todd's already won case or no case. Those of you who are new, we do 50 points. The first one to 50 points wins a dinner from the other two wonderful hosts. And I think we owe Todd three dinners now. Three dinners.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where I may not even need to buy food for a week.
I'd probably just write him a dang check.
And I've been charged with setting up the time for us to get that's together why we're not for dinner, him. Which is almost an impossible task.
Well, now it's coming to a thing with three dinners. We should probably just do like one of those, you know, $150 a plate dinners.
No, let's just go to a buffet.
Yeah, he'll say, okay, buffet in Vegas.
Get a deep dish at the Chicago Firehouse Pizza, and yeah. That is three meals right there.
That's exactly right. That's a shout out to a firehouse.
Well,
right.
I'm just saying. You know, those Chicago deep dish pizzas.
Even though it's the morning, I'm hungry. Today, you know what I'm going to do today? I've got a special birthday. I'm not going to get into the birthday and who it is because I try to keep, you know, personal stuff a little more personal. But and what this little person asked for was to drive the tractors. See, I have tractors, cool. And I live on some acreage. And so I've got to get out my little excavator. I've got to get out my skid steer, and I've got to get out my Kubota tractor and clean them. And these cute little kids want to drive around the tractors.
Perfect. Say you want to drive it, just wash it up with Grandpa, and then you can drive
that's
it.
That's exactly right. So that's going to be kind of fun today. That's what I look
actually
forward to.
Had the chance to talk to your wife about you and your tractor.
She
said it's a love affair.
Yeah, you know what?
She spent all day on the tractor.
Absolutely right. So let me just tell you, this is absolutely true. Where my friends, as a done okay in life financially. My friends buy Ferraris and Lamborghinis and McLarens and stuff like that. People I know, acquaintances, and they're like, Fred, what'd you buy? And I said, a new John Deere.
John Deere, baby.
And a new Kubota and a new Cat excavator. And
so Fred's wife said, the tractors or me. And Fred said, honey, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, that's exactly. I love tractors. I'm weird about that. When I was a little kid, again, you're going to learn more about me than you want to. When I was a little kid, my dad always said, you know what? I said, I want to be a farmer or a rancher, because we kind of grew up as country boys. And I was so excited to be a farmer or rancher. He said, son, go be a lawyer, and you'll be able to afford all the ranches and any farms you want. Sure enough, Dad was right. He's right again. And so I do love the ranching and the farming.
That's
really
a great
do.
Tribute.
And I love
farmers.
Farmers are the backbone of this country. And we stay politically neutral, but I will never stay politically neutral when it comes to the farmers of America. Because people, if you don't eat, and not only that, we're feeding the world. You know, there's issues. You know, that's you lose them, you better back them up, no matter what they're doing. That's what I always say.
So farmers and AM radio, those are
that's
the
true thing. Todd, you had a.
Well, I was just going to say, I could see the awkward evening. It's just a lot of silence. Fred is sitting there on one side of the couch, and his wife, who hasn't said a word in over an hour, and finally she gets the courage to say, honey, what are you thinking? And he says, I'm thinking about getting a new tractor.
Exactly right.
And that's it.
No, it's worse than that. I know we got to go when we're going to go, but my wife, total Homer gift. She got a new Kubota tractor one Christmas.
Nice.
And she's like, I didn't want one. I said, well, I thought you wanted one with a for her garden. She has a big garden. She goes, no, I didn't. I said, oh, well, we still have that. And I drive that tractor all the time.
Did it come with a bow on it?
Oh, it comes with all kinds of attachments. We'll be back after this. Thanks for joining us.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit right here on this great local radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage.
I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
All right, Cal, we are going to start with 0 points now with three owed dinners to one. And we used to pay it off all the time, but now it's pretty much just paying Todd. People are here for Radio Law Talks, case or no case.
Could do double or nothing if you want.
No, I don't. He'll win quicker.
Okay, never
case
mind.
Or no case.
Yay!
He just got you down, Cal. It's not that he's smarter than us. He's got your brain figured out.
He thinks he does. For example, let's talk about Lauren Harmon, shall we?
All right.
A good daughter, but as a sister, well, you decide on case or no case. Lauren's mom, Brenda, lived on disability after Brenda's husband died. Lauren paid all of her mother's bills. She was the trustee and trustor, whatever you call that. Brenda wrote the mortgage check every month. Yeah, right. She wrote the mortgage check every month to her daughter, Lauren. Lauren took the check, paid the mortgage herself, and put mom's mortgage payment back in mom's bank account. Mom wondered, how come I have so much money at the end of the month? And Lauren said, well, you know, maybe the disability payment went up. Of course, it had not. Then the end came to Lauren's mother's life. And Lauren was not sure exactly what to do because there was no will, but she knew she had made the payments to the house, and therefore she said, good, the house is mine. Her two sisters said, ah, not so fast. We need the funds, and we are joint heirs with you. There's no will, especially. It's going to be ours. Lauren said, too bad, so sad. I've been making the payments, and therefore the house is mine. So one of the sisters, Bobette, immediately got a lawyer to see if they had a case or no case against their generous sister. Todd, did they?
Oh, good heavens. did you catch me drifting off there?
I did. You know? I could see you going, okay, Cal, shorten it up.
You know what? He's thinking you're going to go straight to Denise.
I just had a flashback to high school where I'm totally zoned out, and then the teacher goes, hey, Mr. Cunin, you want to come work this problem out on the board?
No.
You know what? Maybe. The answer is 12. all right, so, you know, I'll just make this quick. I think that this is a case, and unfortunately, I think Lauren loses. I mean, it might have been benevolent on her behalf to go ahead and make those payments, but show me something where there was an agreement in exchange for the payments that the house would then become hers. She made the payments. The house was not hers. If anything, it could probably get mom in more hot water for receiving the benefit of income for which, that was never taxed. They go back and look at you made $100,000 in payments over the last 10 years, and it was a gift, and then the IRS is going to go, well, you know, you know, unless whatever. But so case, and unfortunately, Lauren loses.
All right, Denise, what do you think about this? The case of the benevolent daughter who turned into a snarky sister.
Because of the title, no case.
The title, case or no case?
The one you just said.
The snarky sister.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Fred, what do you think about that?
This situation occurs often. So this is clearly a scenario that occurs a lot. And I truly believe something's happening in Cal's family or his not immediate family, but a distant relative that this is occurring. Or a friend of a friend of a friend whose uncle's aunt's sister has this issue. And so, therefore, I think this is a scenario, but it is 100% made up, Cal.
I think Cal read it in the Red Bluff newspaper.
In the Daily News, maybe? Yeah. Yes. Or the Chico paper?
He read it in Snarky Sister Weekly. You know.
Was it the word snarky, Denise, that pushed you over the edge?
No, it was something different. I just didn't want to give it up right in the beginning before Fred had answered. But Fred said it, so we're
okay. Well, fair enough.
On the same page.
So here is the whole story behind this.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind this is Cal made it up. It is not.
Yes! I was ignoring you. What is it you said?
Well, after going on and on about how awesome Fred Penny is,
yeah,
it was too bad you were ignoring me.
Yes.
Then I said it was a case.
Ooh, good one.
And the benevolent, soon-to-be snarky sister lost.
Next hour, the story of a man who took his 240Z into a car wash with bad results.
Let me tell you, people probably don't know what 240Zs are. So that is a car
from
the 80s and early, late 70s, early 80s. That was, and I think probably mid 70s, that was like the cool car to have. And it was Datsun slash Nissan's first attempt at doing like a little sports car.
Yeah.
Right. And
they were cute.
They were cool.
Shaped like a telephone.
You know, I wanted one until she said that was cute. Doggone it.
Well, that's because my experience with the 280Z was my girlfriend's
car. Oh, this is a
car. That's why I said it was cute. It was her grandma's.
But you know
and
what?
She inherited it.
Wow.
240Zs is how they started.
Yeah.
Then they went to a 280Z.
Right.
Then a 300ZX, isn't it, or something like that?
I don't remember.
Ooh, I'm talking all about cars because I'm pretty car savvy.
Inline six and a three-speed built, looked like a telephone pole and handled like one. It was not a real agile car, but man, in a straight line. Ooh.
No, yeah, because it was kind of narrow and long. It was like Speed Racer's car.
Exactly.
The Mach 1.
That's
like the Mach 1.
Go Speed Racer.
Tom, let's build a Mach 1 race car lookalike. You know, people who have built Batmobiles before?
Yes.
We need to build a Mach 1.
Now you're talking.
That's what we can do with fiberglass. We got to figure that out.
Todd would have no way that he would know how to build a car.
That's true.
Well, I could build a car.
Yeah.
All Todd. They're basics. Four wheels, a horn.
All Todd knows is fiberglass itches, so he's out.
Yes.
That's pretty much what he is.
Look, here's I don't get art. You know, I like art, but I'm one of those guys that gets art that's like, it's detailed, like a Kincaid, how it's really detailed, the painter of light, and it's really, everything's nice. I'm not one of those guys, look at this beautiful, who's the guy that does the modern art? I'm trying to think of a famous guy.
Banksy or something like that?
Whatever. And it's like, look at the
Warhol.
Yeah, Andy Warhol. Look at the black stripe and the red stripe and the pink one, how they intersect. You know, it took him probably 5 minutes. He just went boop, boop, boop.
And Fred said, I will if you'll wake me when this is over.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't get that stuff. But we're going to talk about this off the wall artwork with a banana on the wall with tape on it. Mm. That's art.
You mean an actual banana?
No, a plastic banana.
Oh, okay.
But still
a banana.
And then someone supposedly copied it. And I'm going to tell you what they sold it for. We're selling the banana taped to the blue piece of wood case. We'll be back.
Wow. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk, the story of the wanton banana, right after this.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA News. News Update. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is no fun.
Oh, that's dumb.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So there's an individual that took a plastic orange and a banana, and they duct taped the banana to a green panel and hung it up, showed it on Facebook, and called it art. So this individual is an... I'm trying to find the guy's name. I know the guy... So... okay, Joe Morford. So I'm going to give him a shout-out. So Joe Morford does this years ago, and I think he did it in... Oh, he did it in 2001, called Banana and Orange in California. Is it a shocker it was done in California? Okay, no. So he's got a banana and orange duct tape. They're plastic ones. And then an Italian artist by the name of... Catalan displayed a banana duct tape to a wall at an art Basel, Miami show in 2019. All right, that happens. This is the things is the shocker. So Catalan, the second guy, who just put the banana up, he didn't put his banana and his oranges up. He just put his banana up. But, hey, you know, she doesn't have a... Hey, did you say something? What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Wow.
Something about a banana hammock, so I know I heard her say. Todd?
It's art.
So, anyway, guess how much... Cal, you don't know this. I know that Denise and Todd know. And if you do know, don't say it. Guess how much Catalan was going to charge for his display of the banana, plastic banana, duct tape onto a board hanging as an art piece.
Was this in a gallery?
Yeah, it was at the Art Basel Miami show.
$5,000.
$5,000? Wow.
I'm just guessing. He can ask.
$120,000.
What? Dollars?
Dollars. So take a banana, tape it. I think it was blue duct tape, so that's what makes it
worth
it.
Oh, that helps, yeah.
Or maybe red duct tape.
Cal just failed the exam for art appraisal.
Boy, did I ever.
Yes. And he's charging $120. Now, you got homeless out there. We're trying to give money to help people. People are paying $120,000 for that. That's why I don't get art. I just don't get it, guys. If you get art, and you could tell me why a banana, plastic banana, with a piece of tape on a board is worth $120,000, please call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, and tell me why a banana duct tape is worth $120,000. And that's a plastic one.
Because somebody could buy it and then give it to that homeless person so they'd have something to look at to give them hope for... It's ridiculous.
Or it proves the adage about a fool and his money.
Okay.
That is true.
It gets better now.
Okay.
So, our Mr. Orange Banana Man that did this in 2001 in California, the banana and orange in California in 2001, sued, by the way, he was improper because no lawyer would dare take it, sued this artist, Mr. Catalan, an Italian artist, saying he infringed upon his artwork because he had a banana and an orange placed on a piece of wood and put that as art.
Because he was the first guy to ever look at a banana and an orange or a couple of oranges and think, yeah, right, okay, go on.
Now, as we go on, I guess I'm going to call more legitimate artists or well-known, Catalan said, I never heard about that or didn't know it or didn't have any inkling that there was such another banana orange duct tape on a piece of wood and calling it art. And he said, yes, you should have, because it was on Facebook and YouTube, and I put a blog post up. Todd's looking it up. Look it up. It's on Facebook.
I want to see this.
So, I can't hear you. Cal, do you turn have our mic on?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
There we go. Is that better? Yeah. I said, I want to see this picture.
Well, he's going to show it to you. If this art will just, it'll just
blow
you
away. Don't look at it, Denise. You'll want to write a check for it. I'm giving you a warning. You'll want to run down there and get your money out.
So the court held in favor of Catalan and said, no, that's not, first of all, you didn't trademark your banana and orange duct situation. And he also said that it's, here's the quote from the court, a mere presence on the internet alone is not enough to make it that someone copied it, right? He's going to say, well, he clearly copied mine because it was on the internet. Well, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean they copied it, right? And then the court got into and said, it's an obscure work that is the original guy's work, the banana and the orange duct tape, and very limited publication or popularity. In other words, it's nobody knows about that thing, and there's no way he could have copied it. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, the only thing that gives the original artist, in my opinion, this is what I was looking at.
That's not
up.
Art. I wouldn't say.
Well, the original
who ducked it.
Notice I didn't say art. I said artist.
I'm not even calling an artist, so keep going.
The only thing that might give him credibility to his internet claim is what are the two websites that he said it was found on? He said it was found on Facebook and YouTube. Now, this is a work of art that was created in 2001. Facebook didn't become a thing. It wasn't even invented until 2004. YouTube did not come around until 2005. So he had this piece of art that's been around for 4 or 5 years, and somebody thought it was still relevant enough to make a Facebook post about it or multiple posts and make YouTube videos about it, which would suggest that It was more than just, hey, I created this thing, take a picture, post it to Facebook all in the same week, and then nobody hears about it. There may have been some, but I agree with the court. I think the big thing is not just that it was available, found on the internet. You've got to prove that this guy actually went and looked at it.
Right.
And then based his art on it. That just, I don't know.
The guy was Italian. Was he in Italy? Did he live there?
I don't know, but it was in Miami.
You mean the banana guy?
It was brought in Miami.
The show was in Miami that he brought the art. The banana alone. Here's the picture. That's the banana alone art. It's a silver piece of duct tape with a banana on it.
It kind of is interesting.
Is it $120,000 interesting?
Well, it's a banana. It's a real banana, it looks like, right? Or is it a fake banana?
Don't tell me, Denise. I'm not sure.
It would have to be fake. It would have to be. I mean,
it's starting to discolor, is why I.
Well,
asked.
The. I mean, if it.
Oh, man, we all know how painful that can be. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Let's keep going here. Look, the court tossed out this guy's lawsuit that he's infirm, saying the legal similarities between the artworks is lacking, and the other guy, that is Catlin, that tried to sell his art piece, quote, art piece, I put it in quotes, for money, offered proof that his was an independent creation. And actually, he was a comedian kind of artist of some sort, and he did it as a joke. Like, here's a piece of art for $120,000. I'm taking some silver duct tape and putting a banana on. Who's going to pay for it? I bet someone paid for it. I bet it's worth some money now. It probably is, don't you think? Because it's getting so much publicity from Radio Law Talk. We have just raised the value of this piece of, quote, art, and I put it in quotes, $100,000, maybe. I don't know. Because we're talking about it on Radio Law Talk.
I mean, think about it, Fred. Mona Lisa, banana, and duct tape. Which one would you pay big money for? Think about it, really. Yeah, it's a hard choice.
Okay. You know what? If it was me, I'm going for the banana and orange. Because you get two out of one, right?
Yeah.
The other one, you're just getting a single banana.
What about the Mona Lisa holding a banana and a roll of duct tape?
Now you're talking.
Yeah, see, that's art. Ugh.
How about Denise holding
the Mona duct tape?
I'm holding the orange, guys.
With the caption that says, "Where's my banana hammock?"
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's... All I got to tell you is this was a great story. When we come back, I can't get into the next thing because I'm still thinking about the banana and the orange. That tells you I'm just not an artiste. That tells you why I grew up in the country as a country boy going, you know, Ryan, remember oranges and bananas? That's what we eat. We don't put them on the wall, and especially if they're plastic, right? And by the way, if they're plastic, maybe they're going to cause problems in the ocean. Who knows? We come back. We're going to talk about rap music in the workplace. Is that sex discrimination if they have explicit lyrics and just discriminate? And does it cause problems with possible, quote, not discrimination, but what's the word? The harassment. Sexual harassment.
Yes.
In the workplace.
Hostile workplace.
And by the way, this is in Nevada.
Hostile work environment.
This
That's
is
awesome.
In Nevada.
What?
Yeah, in Nevada. We'll be back talk about the rap music that Cal plays all the time in his car.
In the Amargosa Valley. That one looks
Woo!
Good.
Woo! We love the Amargosa Valley.
All right. We'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk with Fred, Todd, and Denise. And they've got many more great cases to discuss after we break away. Don't go anywhere.
You found Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Force.
tax ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Joseph Valley.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
So there's a lot of businesses in Nevada because there's tax implications or that help businesses in Nevada. Not that I'm going to shout out Nevada because Nevada does have some good tax rules and laws that help individuals and businesses. So a lot of the manufacturing goes to Nevada, and there is an apparel manufacturer in Nevada, and I believe it's Reno, Nevada, isn't it?
Yes.
It's in Reno, Nevada, and that those of you who don't live close by, that's not it's complete opposite side of Nevada of where Vegas is. I mean, not complete, but it's pretty far away. And they do have gambling there. Reno used to be one of the largest gambling spots in Nevada. I think it was at one time, maybe bigger than Vegas. I'm not sure, but Vegas is so dominant that Reno's gambling and all that stuff has really gone down dramatically. Plus, you had the casinos.
Yeah, the Indian casinos.
Indian casinos in California.
Yeah.
Because Nevada used to get a lot of Californians coming up.
They did, and the Indian casinos took a lot of that business.
Yep, took a lot. But anyway, here's the point I'm getting at. So here's this individual that they're this apparel company, and they're playing rap music over the speakers so people can enjoy the music that is offensive. There's many offensive things that are being said in some rap. They're not discriminating which rap they're listening to. And apparently 7 women and 1 man have sued the manufacturer, saying blasting the music in this warehouse is graphic in nature, and individuals even that are sitting there working are dancing kind of in a doing gestures, I'm going to say, improperly. Now, I know, well, I better be careful. So, what do you guys think before I get off to saying something that I think?
I honestly think that there's a point to this, mm-hmm. and I think the Ninth Circuit got it right, and they remanded it back to the trial court, so they took away the dismissal, remanded it back to the trial court.
Well, back up. What do you mean dismissal? Explain.
Oh, the trial court had dismissed the case, saying right. there was no merit.
Right. And they can play the rap
right.
music.
They can play it. And the Ninth Circuit said, wait a second here. You didn't look at the proper inquiry. First of all, it could be offensive to both genders. So we're going to instruct you to actually consider two things. Is it conduct that offends both genders? And if it does offend both genders, it's not a bar to a Title VIII, which is like a sex discrimination type
title
of
Title VII.
Title VII. Oh, okay, that title.
7, 8.
Right. And
whatever it takes.
Yeah, and then the other one they have to look at is that the harassment doesn't have to be targeted at a particular person. It could be as to all people. So I thought it was a pretty good decision, and I do think it can be sexual harassment.
Yeah, because the lawsuit came in the primary defense. This is cracking. The primary defense from the employer was, no. We're not playing music that's offensive to just one group. We're playing music that's offensive to everybody.
That's what I like.
So
yeah.
It couldn't possibly be discriminatory. We're ticking off everybody.
Wow.
A novel concept. Yeah. And that's where the court came in. And as Denise said, look, just because it's offensive to everybody does not make it. That's not a defense. That's not a defense. And it's shocking that the lower court bought it as a defense to me.
Yeah, it's interesting how, by the way, they're. Now we say this, and we say we don't want people to be political in the Ninth Circuit, which is generally a little more liberal, but there's from all spectrums, the judges pretty much all agree that, no, you can't do this. In fact, I'm going to shout out to Judge J.S. Bybee. Bybee's a stud lawyer. I love Jay Bybee as a judge. He's an awesome judge. Ninth Circuit. He's from Idaho. Did you know that? He's from Idaho, Cal. Cal's from Idaho.
That's an Idaho name, I'll
yep.
tell you.
Jay Bybee from Idaho is on the Ninth Circuit, and he was one of the ones that agreed with a more liberal type of judge that we just can't play rap music. So, Cal, that's your office from now on. You're not allowed to play your loud rap music, even if it offends everybody.
Shoot.
Equally.
Well, there goes that. I'm getting rid of my whole collection of files then.
That's so that'll be what? Will
Smith.
A record. A record.
That's offensive as I get. Yeah. Will Smith rap.
So anyway, that's some rap. There's some rap. You have any rap for us, Tom?
Well, I don't. Listen, when I was in high school, one of the songs that I really loved, now, folks, I was in high school in the early 80s. But have you ever heard Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang?
No.
It's. I mean, that was the rap song, right? And it's just funny to me when you look at the difference between the topics in that song versus what rap music is today. Because in that song, the song was in one part about a guy that says, hey, have you ever gone to your mom's house or your friend's house to eat, but the food just isn't good? He's complaining about how the food is terrible. And you compare that.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah. This is the Sugar Hill Gang.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
So, I mean, we all heard this song. But
and Rapture, that's the first rap song.
Yeah.
And Rapture was also very neutral.
That's right. That was Blondie.
Blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
Blondie did a rap song?
That was the first rap song ever was Rapture. Remember Cadillacs and Subarus or whatever
yeah.
it is, that song?
I don't know.
That was the very first rap song. I know. It's Blondie.
I know the disco song.
But you compare that to anything by Cardi B, you know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's no reference to mops.
Oh, my gosh. You went there.
And this is
a Blondie.
Oh, I remember this song. She was cute.
Debbie Harry?
Yeah. Cal, she was our I know you're earlier than that, Cal, but
not much.
That was pretty.
Cal and Fred are having a.
Does she have? Does she sing Voices Carry? Hush, hush, voices
no.
carry.
No, no.
Who's that? Davis.
No, that is.
Hush, hush, voices carry. Nope.
No.
Voices carry. All right. Maine Lobster. We're talking about Maine Lobster. All right.
Okay, enough of that. Okay.
Enough of that. Let's talk about some Maine Lobster.
She looks pretty good in that black thing that she's wearing. Anyway,
until Tuesday. That was
until Tuesday. You're right. Until Tuesday. Voices carry. Hush, you know why I remember that?
Hush,
that was 1985. It came out in 85.
Voices carry. That one?
Yeah, you got to be careful. I think that's kind of a dirty one. I'm not sure.
There's a movie called Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, which is an awesome film. That song plays heavily in the theme and the plot of the show. Very good.
How does that apply to Maine Lobster people?
Well,
so like farmers, I'm pro farmers. Maine lobstermen / women, this is a big deal in Maine, right? Lobsters,
right.
Everything.
And they're sea farmers,
right? They're sea farmers, and these people are not rich people. They
well, hunters
work hard.
Really, they don't plant lobster. I mean,
no.
They're hunters really, rather than farming, right? What do you say?
So that's the new term. They don't call it hunting anymore. It's a farming animal.
Okay.
Yes, they're farming. Just think of a big Maine, and I'm not a big lobster person, but think of those big, huge tail lobster, and you dip it in what, butter and garlic? What do you do?
I just like butter on my lobster, and I just like crab just the way crab is.
Love
crab.
Denise likes butter on her lobster and crabs. So.
And orange to the wall. Let's not
there should be crickets.
Cal's so slow. I was waiting for the crickets to come on, but Chris here, it would have been better on our.
Orange is close to the wall.
I think Cal's sitting there going, let me think, is that a joke?
That doesn't sound nice for Denise. That was.
I was overwhelmed for a moment.
Impugning my reputation,
Todd. I can't do that.
Quoting what you said.
So this is what happens. Okay, those of you who haven't done lobsters, if you don't understand how what it's like about fishing for lobsters and crab, go watch Seinfeld. When they go to Nantucket. That's the best one about Kramer going and pulling up. Look at all these lines with these. Oh, there's cages here with lobsters in it. I'm going to think we'll take that home. And anyway, that's we're going to talk about why Maine lobstermen and women win a big one on appeal with the courts. We'll be back.
So the lobster fishers win and the lobsters lose, apparently. That's coming up on Radio Law Talk next hour, so stay there. The show is continuing at 6 minutes after the next hour, and don't miss a minute of it. If you don't have it on your local radio station, remember, click over to RadioLawTalk.com, hit the listen live, and we'll be right there. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.